Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, 49 years ago today, Secretariat won the Triple Crown. Do you remember where you were?
Tony Kornheiser, yes. I was at a pool party at Bert Convy's house. You remember Bert Convy, not Bert Reynolds. Bert Convy, you remember Bert Convy, don't you?
Bert Convy was a 1970s TV staple. Love Boat,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, he was.
Yeah.
And game shows. Bert Convy the Block.
Game shows.
You know,
game
I mean, Bert Convy, dashing looking guy, had a lot of hair. You probably envied him.
Great hair. He had a great hair. Bert Convy. Raise your hand in the audience, kids, if you remember Bert. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lightning and Rangers meet again. The PGA Tour issues suspension, and Oklahoma drums Texas. But we begin today with the Celtics running away from the Warriors last night in another lopsided fourth quarter and taking a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Wilbon, of course, you were there. Just
yep.
One game or something more?
One game. I know people want to make, you know, declarations and go all NFL on an NBA series. That would be stupid because it's not an NFL, you know, it's not the NFL. It's the NBA. And games go back and forth, and each game may have a personality all its own and may not require momentum to get there and may not have any consistency over an entire series. And this doesn't have that. The one consistent thing, Tony, is the Warriors are better in the third quarter. I mean, they were down 18 points, and they caught up and passed the Celtics with a Steph Curry jumper from 18 down to one up, but they couldn't sustain it. And, you know, what was interesting right. is Draymond Green, to show you there's no consistency, Draymond Green, who was terrific in game two, had no game. He just had no game. I mean, and even he ripped himself, calling himself soft, among other things, for the way he played last night. And, you know, he had to look at those Celtics in the audience who looked back at him, former Celtics, right? And, you know, I know Bill Walton was there, not that we identify him primarily with the Celtics, but it was just great, the interaction. And so it's one game. I expect the Warriors to bounce back and be a different team in game four. I do.
Yes, I'm going to agree with you. I think it is just one game and nothing more. I'm not going to be at all surprised if the Warriors win game four in the way that they won game two after losing game one. I think the less day of rest is going to hurt Al Horford, who played 30 minutes, may hurt other people on the Celtics for all I know. I think that Boston is not a great home team and that Golden State can get hot and win. Now, if Boston wins game four, then I'll reevaluate. I don't want to have to admit that the ESPN BPI is smarter than I am, but maybe it is. We've looked at these playoffs for a long time now. And what we see from Boston is inconsistency. Okay, they win one game, lose the next. They lose one game, they win the next. They don't put together two in a row necessarily. They're big and they're thick and they play a lot of defense, but they haven't been dominant. They were dominating when they won two games. They won four games against Brooklyn. Then they won 2-6-7, I believe, against Milwaukee. They won 4-5 against Miami and came in won game seven. So for them, if they win two in a row, that's a good sign. But Mike, I'm not certain they're going to win two in a row. I don't think they will, actually.
Tony, I'll tell you real quickly, something working in their favor, which was pointed out to me last night by Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas, who said, listen, the Warriors, as great as they are, and he loves them, he's like, they haven't played in a final situation of a hostile, smart, sophisticated environment like Boston Garden. And he's right. I mean, none of these other, but Cleveland's not Boston in the new Garden even. And so, you know, going to play in Miami against LeBron, it's not. It's different. Isaiah knows he had a difficult moment in that environment. And he just pointed and looked around and said, this is different. When you play a great team in Boston, it's different. And he looked at the fourth quarter. You know, Isaiah has a great point to make there. The PGA Tour has officially responded to the defections to the Saudi Tour. Just after the debut Saudi event teed off this morning with Phil Mickelson wearing the Masters logo on his vest, the PGA Tour announced it had suspended 17 current and former members from participating in any PGA Tour event. Tone, what do you think of the PGA Tour's official response?
Quick response to Phil Mickelson first. What a deliberately antagonistic thing to do to the PGA Tour to wear the Masters logo. And Phil knows exactly what he's doing. The PGA Tour, Mike, is in competition for the first time ever. And they are howling at the wind. What is the punishment here that you can't play in the John Deere? Nobody cares about that. This is no longer theoretical competition. They're out on a golf course. It's actual competition. And what the PGA Tour has learned immediately, and maybe surprisingly, was that if you allow players to play in the majors and then you give them a lot of money to play in the Saudi Tour, a lot of guys are going to take it and a lot more are going to consider it and may take it down the road. So if I'm the PGA Tour, what I'm trying to do is figure out if money is such a big deal, what do I do for my players? I got to give them more money. Maybe I got to give them no cut. I'm not going to give them 54 holes because our legacy is 72 holes. But I'm going to try and figure out what to give our players to keep our players. Because at this point, that you're in an actual fight now. This thing exists. I don't know. It's not always going to be on YouTube. Fox may swoop in. And Fox may put it on regular TV. And then if it gets some ratings, then there's a real battle. I'll be brief on this one thing. For many years, Mike, as you know, the NBA looked down its nose at the ABA. But when there was finally a merger, they took the three-point shot. Don't be afraid if you're the PGA Tour to take the good stuff from the Saudi Tour and take it for yourself.
Tone, to go back to what do I think of the response, the response is desperate and naive. And Tony, one, it's not going to withstand legal challenge. And two, even if it did, and it won't, I don't know that it withstand the defections. Tony, people are going to go for money. I mean, you can call it blood money. You can call it whatever you want. People are going to go for money. There's one of the NCAA champs who is playing in the LIV Tour this weekend, the LIV event this weekend. What are kids going to do? If you come out of college and you can't quite make the PGA Tour, and by the way, I'm told they're even going to have, you know, a minor tour. They're going to have their own sort of Corn Ferry thing in the future. But suppose you can't make the PGA Tour. You can't get accepted to a field. You don't get wild carded in. But LIV wants you. And you're going to get a minimum of $120,000 even if you finish dead last. Guess what? You're going to do that. You're going to make a living and be paid. So, Tom, the naive part, like I said to you, like, you know, our dear friend Barry Zwerluga, who's a tremendous columnist at The Washington Post, I thought his column yesterday, it was naive, like the PGA Tour's response. If they think people aren't going to go for the money, Tone, they're wrong. And we talked about how they have it's a bottomless pit, the money that they seem to be able to Saudis to offer.
I'm not arguing that. I think a lot of people will go for money. But there's another thing to consider here. This thing is now out there and rolling. Will people watch it? Will they like the different format? Will they be able to follow it on television? No. I saw about 20 minutes of it today. It's given to you differently. It's not the standard way we watch golf on television. So that's something in terms of long term to see if they make a dent in an actual audience. I don't know that yet.
You don't think they'll get a TV broadcast partner? You don't think they'll get a TV?
I think they will.
They'll give into the money as
Mike? Mike? They'll get a partner. The USFL has a partner. There's nobody in the stands. They are unwatchable games. So it's not just being on TV. It's presenting your product in such a way that is appealing to viewers. Let's go back to softball because we had so much fun with it the other day. You might remember Wilbon and I talked about what chance we gave Texas to beat Oklahoma. Wilbon said maybe a 2 or 3 out of 10. I was more bullish. I compared it to Georgetown Villanova. Well, the first game is in the books, and it looked like Georgetown St. Leo's, for people that remember that. Oklahoma beat Texas 16-1. Two Texas players said, quote, just remember the worst has already happened. Nothing from today carries over, unquote. Wilbon, does that strike you as true or just wishful thinking?
Well, I don't know. Ask the players from Iowa who they beat 20-0. Or ask the players from Texas Tech who they beat 21-0. There was a 19-0 in there somewhere, too. So it can't get worse. It's gotten worse. Are you kidding me? Tony, I'm going to compare this like I believe the coach at Oklahoma compared to boxing. This is like Mike Tyson walking across and hitting Leon Spinks, and you just go, wait a minute, it's over already? I'm sitting in a green room last night with
Michael
all the
Spinks.
NBA folks, and we're watching,
Michael
Spinks. We're watching this game, Tone, and you turn your head to get a handful of popcorn, and you turn back, and it's gone from 3-1 to 6-1 like a slot machine. It can get worse. It always does.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Texas, I guess you take a little bit of faith in the fact that you scored in the first inning, so you weren't shut out and you had the lead briefly. One of the things that the Oklahoma coach said is, they punched first, we punched back, and we punched harder. Because I have to concede
Tyson.
That 16-1 is convincing. By the way, have I ever told you about my own softball career? I played for GG Movers in the Long Beach Rec League in the 70s, and we won a couple of titles, and I actually have a trophy from GGGIGI, GG Movers, and I was MVP 1 year. That's a long time ago, but it was slow pitch, Mike. I couldn't hit this stuff. If you threw, even when I was good, if you threw me pitches like this, I could not hit. I would bail out. I'd be on
third
base taking
a swing. Didn't you pitch for the Washington Post team? Didn't you play in some printer's league? Huh? With a bunch of guys
all of that.
Named Benji? I mean, didn't you do that for a while?
We played literally in the shadow of the Washington Monument. Oh, yeah. I love
cool.
softball. Now
cool.
I'm old man. Let's take a break. Coming up, are the Lightning or Rangers more likely to win tonight's Game 5 at the Garden? Again,
you know, we play 16-inch clincher softball in the Midwest. 16-inch.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi,
big Madden,
both fired in the last week. Which Joe was more hireable? Toss-up is next.
MVP in the playoffs, 1977.
You kept the trophy.
Yeah,
the trophy's 50 years old.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Maspina. Part of Happy Hour.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra. Part of Happy Hour.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, and commences his nightly ritual of puttering and muttering. What's first?
Toss Up, more likely to win tonight's Game 5, the Lightning or the Rangers?
Let me be clear about this. If the Rangers don't win this game, the series is over. Tampa Bay is going to go home, going to win Game 6. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind. If the Rangers win this and they can get to a Game 7, then they have a chance because they've already won two Game 7s, one against Pittsburgh and one against Carolina. But if you watch Games 3 and 4, you came away thinking Tampa Bay is better. So it's not a question of who I favor tonight. I'm just saying the Rangers have to win, Mike.
Yeah, Tony, I've been rooting against the Rangers. Essentially, I've been rooting against Tampa from the first game of the playoffs, just because it's fun. And people in Tampa are so irritated down in SEC country where they really pay more attention right now to, you know, college OTAs, I'm sure. But, Tone, I am convinced by Mark Messier, who told us a couple of days ago, he compared favorably Tampa to the New York Islanders dynasty and his own Edmonton Oilers dynasty. And with that being the case, I'm going to shut up. Well, I'm not going to shut up. I'm still going to root against Tampa tonight. I got a Ranger. I got an Eddie Jacquemin jersey. I think I'm going to don that and wear around here in Boston for the night and go and have a watch party. So I'll join a watch party for the Rangers and root for them. And they're going to lose because Tampa's the best team out there. I'm going to root, though. I'm going to root against them as usual.
Next.
Toss up more hireable Joe, Girardi or Madden?
Joe Madden is 68 years old, and that may scare off a couple of teams, but Joe Madden is more hireable than Joe Girardi. They have both won World Series. But Joe Madden got back to the World Series before the Cubs. He took Tampa to the World Series when the players on Tampa were making $15 an hour. And Joe Girardi did not have anywhere near that success with any other places. And what's happened recently, Joe Girardi gets fired by the Phillies. The Phillies commence to win five straight, leading you to conclude that maybe Joe Girardi was the problem. The Angels fire Madden. The Angels then lose two more, leading you to conclude that maybe Madden was not the problem. If I owned a team, Mike, I'd hire Joe Madden.
Joe Madden has come out and said, and I already knew this, he doesn't give a damn about analytics. He knows he has to sort of make his peace with them and put his arms around it, sort of, because that's the way baseball has gone, where a bunch of people in the front office tell the manager what to do. And Girardi hasn't gone that far. And Girardi's not the problem. Look, you don't get a Northwestern guy, my man Joe Girardi. He's not the problem. But, Tony, Joe Madden should go straight to TV. It's enough. He can make more money and have more peace of mind and have drinks right out there at Tavern on Rush in Chicago, where he, you know, he's like to be around in there, that area. He could go be on TV. I would listen to Joe Madden talk about baseball before I would listen to anyone else who's in baseball or around baseball. Somebody needs to call Joe Madden and say, stay out of the dugout, come into the booth. You're great at this. We may not get $19 million like other people going to booths, but Joe Madden, it's time for TV. He can be the face of baseball on television and a great face at that.
That's it. Most of you probably remember Joe Madden managed the Cubs. Let's take one last break. Still to come is the Canadian Open. On to something promising with its skyline seats.
He already did the hardest thing in baseball history. What does he need more baseball for? The Braves continue to inch closer to the Mets. That excites me. I'm rooting for one New York team, the Rangers, and I hate the other, the Mets. Hate them. Find them loathsome.
Why was Joe Madden? I think I would.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live La Vida Maspina. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 42nd birthday, Udonis Haslem. Can you believe this? He's still on the Miami Heat. Haslem has been there for 19 seasons. He's like an old couch the family loves and won't get rid of. Haslem was on the Shaq and Dwayne Wade team that won a ring in 2006. He was on the LeBron, Wade, and Bosch teams that won rings in 2012 and 2013. At his best, Haslem averaged 12 points and 9 rebounds. He doesn't do that anymore. Haslem hardly plays. This past season, he played in only 13 games, logging 6.5 minutes per, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds. The year before, Haslam played in only one game against Philadelphia. He grabbed a rebound, scored twice, and was later ejected. But for 19 seasons, Haslam has given the Heat value. Good for him.
Tom, remember the phrase, membership has its privileges? There's no membership like Haslam's membership. I mean, it's as rock solid as it gets. And I don't think anybody personifies the Miami Heat franchise. It's been Alonzo Mourning, Pat Riley, Udonis Haslam, Spo, and Dwayne Wade. That's their sort of Mount Rushmore. I think I had extra person. But that's it for them, and you have to put Haslam in there.
Happy anniversary, Larry Bird. On this day, 44 years ago, Red Auerbach selected Larry Bird out of Indiana State with the 6th pick in the draft, though Bird still had a year of college eligibility left. Bird did not sign with the Celtics, played his final season at Indiana State, and led the Sycamores to that famous NCAA title game against Magic Johnson. Auerbach said he would not pay Bird more than any Celtic he had on the roster, but Bird's agent, Bob Wolf, threatened to let Bird re-enter the draft when Bird's Boston rights expired. The two sides ultimately agreed to a 5-year, $3.25 million deal, making Bird the highest paid rookie in sports history. Shortly after that, the NBA changed its rules to prevent teams from drafting players before they were ready to sign, creating the Bird Collegiate Rule.
This is great, Tone, but it's not even the greatest anniversary involving the Celtics today. 35 years ago today, Magic Johnson, with 7 seconds left, sank his now famous junior skyhook over the outstretched hands of Mikal Parrish and Bird to beat the defending champs on their own floor in game 4 of the finals. In the Garden, right here. For my money, it's the greatest shot in the history of the NBA.
On the parquet. Happy
That's
trails
right.
to the earth for some fans at the RBC Canadian Open. A Canadian gambling site, The Score Bet, will host small batches of guests in seats dangling 100 feet above number 1 and number 18 at the RBC Canadian Open as part of a multi-year sponsorship with Canada's golf governing body. Groups of 22 loons will be strapped into seats around a long rectangular table, then hoisted by a crane above the St. George Golf Course. They will hang there for 30 excruciating minutes and be served complimentary food and drink, which I hope they don't throw up. The catch is you have to be a bettor on the gambling site to go up in the air. On a personal note, this seems completely terrifying, and I wouldn't do it even if Jim Nance said I could sit in his lap. Wilbon, would you?
Of course, I've done it, Tony. In London, you can be on something very similar, except you get a bird's eye view of London and not just a golf course. Yes, I've done it. You should do it too. Stop being so scared of heights. Stop it. What if you were 7'2"? Would you be scared to wake up every morning?
I'm scared to wake up every morning now. So sure, we go to the big finish. LeBron said on Uninterrupted that he wants to own a team in Las Vegas. Do you think he will?
There's going to be a team in Vegas, and somebody's going to own it. So why not LeBron? The Rams and Cooper Kupp agreed to a 3-year extension worth $75 million guaranteed. Bigger signing, Aaron Donald or C. Kupp?
They're even. They were first-team All-Pro. The Rams won the Super Bowl because of them. Come on. The Braves shaved another game off the Mets' lead. It is down to 7. This must make you so happy.
I usually hate the Braves, but I am rooting for them when it comes to catching the Mets. It's great. Over his last 6 starts, Marlins starter Sandy Alcantara has pitched 48 innings and has an ERA of 0.56. You like that, right?
Oh, well, I don't like the fact that he's beaten the Nats at least twice in them, but he's logging a lot of innings. That's old-school production. That's really something. Last one, the Ringer and Bleacher Report said your Bulls are interested in Rudy Gobert. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Chicago?
I don't know how many great French restaurants we have in Chicago, but yes, it does. Sorry, Vooch. Thanks for the love. Yeah, Rudy Gobert. The Bulls have no interior defense whatsoever. He would give them some.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. Carol Fox, happy birthday.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. I think it's called the London Eye, Tony, I think. And now,
is that what it is?
Here's SportsCenter.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is... Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.